Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you for joining me for Tassel to Tassel Radio, the weekly broadcast designed to address your academic concerns as a first-year college student. I'm Dr. Deidre, and I'll be your guide to get college ready. This evening's broadcast is all about service and education. If you are a college student with a question or comment, please submit it through the chat room on our Blog Talk Radio page, www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Deidre, D-R-D-E-D-R-A. Today is a national holiday observed in honor of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. We all know he was a civil rights activist who lost his life working to ensure no human being was treated as though inferior to any other. Reverend Dr. King and so many others lived and lost their lives to help the generations after them have much better ones. There are all types of injustice in the world, and all too frequently, there aren't enough people doing something to fight them. Injustice isn't always big. Sometimes there are small things that are happening that we can work to do something about. We just have to know what they are and what we can do. So as we take that into consideration, let's think about what this means in terms of the college experience. Although we may not consciously acknowledge it, the opportunities we have to receive an education are due to the hard work and diligence of others, those who came before us. Now, I'm not just talking about African Americans. I'm talking about all of us. It may be hard to believe, but post-secondary education at one time was reserved for those with means. The idea of everyone, and I mean everyone, receiving a college or university education wouldn't have made sense in past generations, and it wasn't a possibility for some. Students from rural and urban areas alike now have access to education. Women are going to college, and in some places at higher rates than men. The playing field is by no means level, but it looks a lot different than it did 50, 75, and definitely 100 years ago. While the access to education is improving, there are other components to education and postgraduate preparation that didn't exist before. Some undergraduate programs have a community service requirement for graduation. That means that a certain amount of community service has to be completed in the same fashion as your coursework in order to receive your degree. The number of hours required varies from school to school if there is a program at your school. However, even if service isn't required for graduation, it is something you can do for yourself and your community. Why should you participate in service? Well, there are many reasons. First, it shows commitment, compassion, and empathy. It's also an opportunity to reach back and pull others along. And honestly, the competition for professional and graduate programs is getting tougher, and many, particularly those in health-related and service fields, want evidence of service to the community while you're in college, and maybe even before, to show how that you know how to be involved and available to others. So what are you doing? You say, I'm still trying to get myself together, Dr. Deidre, so how can I be of service to others? It's actually very easy. You don't have to reinvent the wheel to be of service. Join a student or a professional organization at your school. Many of them have community outreach components that build community service into their program's activities. Check with your university. Small and definitely larger institutions have offices dedicated to helping students identify the fit for service project. If they don't already, urge your church or your youth group to assist with projects in the community. There are people in need every day, in every city, no matter how small. Now, at the end of the day, you don't need an office at your school or an organization to participate in community service. All you need is the desire to help and be there for others. Keep your eyes open for community activities that always need help. Reading to elementary school children or seniors, blood and book drives, food bank distributions, voter registration and education are all examples of things that are of service to the community that happen frequently. As I mentioned earlier, some universities even have a service requirement for graduation. Make the most of this and find something that warms your heart and speaks to your passion. It may or may not be related to your major, but it should be something you feel good about. Look around. You'll find something. Now, because here at Tassel to Tassel, we're committed to making sure you do things that are in your best academic interest, I have to say that service should be part of your life, but not consume it. Not right now. You are a student, after all. Find an easy way to work service into your weekly routine. Now, I'll talk about time management plans in a couple of weeks, and that's one of the things that can go into your time management plan. But for right now, just find some service. Not only will it meet a need in the community, service to others can be rewarding and can sometimes help take your mind off your immediate situation, putting things into perspective. So the idea of serving your community doesn't have to be life-changing or on a national platform the way Dr. King's service was. However, when he started, he wasn't on a national platform either. He was doing something to change the world around him and rid it of injustice. You can change the world around you through one kind act at a time. Trust me, every little bit helps. Thank you so much for joining me for this evening's broadcast. Tassel to Tassel is here to help you get a better understanding of college life and help you make the shift from high school student to college student. If you have any questions or comments before next week's show, please submit them through my website, www.tasseltotassel.com. That's www.tasseltotassel.com. Or send me a direct email at dr.dedra@tasseltotassel.com, dr.dedra@tasseltotassel.com. Also, check out my blog, tasseltotassel.blogspot.com, to get more information and suggestions. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join me next Monday at 6:30 Eastern Time when our topic will be Bouncing Back from Bad Grades. Let's get college ready.